Shalom, everybody. The Medrash Rabbah in the very beginning of Parshas Miketz in Parsha Peites Piska Aleph quotes a pasuk from Iyov Perek Chaf Ches Pasuk Gimel, and based on that pasuk in Iyov, the Medrash says the following: as long as there is a Yetzer Hara in the world, there is darkness in the world. And the opposite is also true. Once the Yetzer Hara is uprooted from the world, then there is no darkness in the world. That's the Medrash. And the Nesivos Shalom, Rav Shalom Noach Berzovsky, who died in the year 2000, explains this Medrash very beautifully in the Nesivos Shalom on the Chumash in the very beginning of Parshas Miketz. The Nesivos Shalom says that this Medrash teaches us that the whole goal of the Yetzer Hara, the whole purpose of the Yetzer Hara, both nationally and personally, is to keep us in the dark, to make life confusing, to make life unclear, to make us see darkness, and to make us feel darkness, to make us unable to see and enjoy the light and clarity of Hashem in the world. And says the Nesivos Shalom, the opposite is true as well. When we do indeed see light, when we bring light, when we see things clearly, then there is no Yetzer Hara. There can't be the Yetzer Hara. Evil and desires and sin and the Yetzer Hara all lurk in the darkness. But shine some light on that darkness, some clarity on that darkness, then the desires and the sin and the evil and the Yetzer Hara all shrink away. The Nesivos Shalom says that's what we say in Hallel, in Tehillim, in Mizmor Kuf Tesvav. In Hallel, in Mizmor Kuf Tesvav, we speak about idols and we say, Einayim lahem velo yiru. They have eyes, but they do not see. Oznayim lahem velo yishma'u. They have ears, but they do not hear, etc., etc. And the Slonim Rebbe says, Einayim lahem. They have eyes, but they have eyes only lahem. They have eyes for themselves to satisfy their own lust, their own desire, Einayim lahem. And therefore, lo yiru. Therefore, they do not see. Their own desires cause them to not see the beauty and the truth of Hashem and of the Torah. They have eyes, but they're blind. That's the Yetzer Hara. And Oznaim Lahem, they have ears. But Oznaim Lahem, they have only ears for themselves, to serve themselves. And therefore, Lo Yishma'u, therefore they cannot hear the voice of Hashem, the voice of truth, the voice of certainty. They have ears, but they are deaf. And that is the work of the Yetzer Hara. And that's exactly what the Yevanim tried to do. They tried to blind us with darkness, with deception, with ambiguity, with unclarity, things that are unclear. And therefore, it's our job on Hanukkah, nationally and personally, to light the lights, to shed light on what is true and what is real and what is eternal, and to banish darkness and to banish ambiguity. The Nesivos Shalom says that this idea of light banishing darkness is felt particularly strongly on Rosh Chodesh Teves, the seventh day of Chanukah. In Parshas Vayechi, in Bereishis Perek Memches Pasuk Yutes, Yaakov blessed his grandchildren, Menashe and Ephraim. And he tells Yosef that Menashe, the older grandson, will be blessed and he will be great. However, Achiv HaKaton Yigdal Mimenu, his younger brother Ephraim, will be even greater than him. And on that pasuk, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash, which says that Ephraim will be great because of one of his descendants, which will come from Shevet Ephraim. And who's that? Yoshua bin Nun. Yoshua, who will lead Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And it was Yehoshua who said in Sefer Yehoshua, in Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis, Shemesh Begivon Dom, let the sun stop. Let the light of the sun, the light of Hashem, shine longer, shine brighter. The more light, the more truth, the more light, the more clarity. That is what Yehoshua brought to the world. And so that's what happens on the seventh day of Chanukah. It happens every day of Chanukah, and it happens particularly on the seventh day of Chanukah on Rosh Chodesh Teves. because as the Nesiv HaShalom continues, he quotes a previous Slonim Rebbe, Rev Avraham Weinberg of Slonim, who died in 1933. It's in his Sefer Beis Avraham. The Beis Avraham says that the Torah reading on Hanukkah, when we read from Parshas Naso of all of the gifts that the Nesi'im brought when the Mishkan was dedicated, the Torah reading for the seventh day of Hanukkah for Rosh Chodesh Teves is, take a look at Bamidbar Perek Zayin Pasuk Memches, the seventh day of Hanukkah, Bayom Hashvi'i Nasi Livnei Ephraim. The seventh day of the gifts, the seventh day of Hanukkah that we read, is Rosh Chodesh Teves. It's the day of Shevet Ephraim. That's Yehoshua's Shevet. That is the Shevet that brings light to the world. And so that's Hanukkah, and that's Rosh Chodesh Teves. On Hanukkah, a time where we focus our energies and our resources to fight the darkness, to shed light on untruths and deceits. Have an amazing day, everyone!